Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if I need to vent or if I need help or if I need to just be told that I'm an okay person.
You're an okay person.
Thank you so much.
Can you sense that I'm making the changes?
Oh,
see,
you're
what I did there?
Being positive.
Yeah.
That was neutral.
Yeah. That was super neutral.
But I did what she asked.
Okay,
I
was a person.
But that's exactly what she asked.
You
for.
Are a person.
I don't like how you immediately positive. Made it about you, though. That kind of took back. Oh, you know? I'm just saying. Your baby steps. That's all.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to hear what happened?
The Slacker Show.
Right. True.
Sorry, I have that nasty cough that reminds me of the show that I'm on.
Do you want to know what happened?
Oh, my
do
God.
Do you just want to be
so
done?
So much, princess. Let's
don't
hear it.
Call me that. The problem is I may have acted like a princess in this situation.
Oh, no.
So I was on my way to work today, and I was like, I'm going to stop at King Soopers and get myself a poppy because I love to drink poppies before work or during.
What's a poppy?
It's a prebiotic soda. Yeah. They're really good.
This is the Doc Pop, so it's much like Dr. Pepper. What?
If you don't know what a poppy is, it just kind of sounds like you're talking like a princess.
And you're like, yeah, I want a poppy.
I can get a poppy and no one's going to stop me.
It's the brand name.
But it tastes like a soda?
Yeah. And it's like got a little caffeine in it. It's great.
And it's you're getting your gut in.
Yeah, shit. I don't know if it's doing anything for my gut, but
okay. Gut health is important.
Yeah, it is. So poppy.
You're an okay person.
Thank you so much. So I run in there literally just to get this. That's the only thing that I buy. I leave.
Oh, can you just get a singular one?
You can. Yeah. Okay. Very
can I blow up your topic one last time?
Sure.
You're the only one on the show. This is weird. We haven't talked about the bags very much, but we got bags made. The morning show has just made such a debacle of the bags.
Right.
We got 1,000 bags, I think, and they took 850 of the bags for themselves.
So someday we'll give you guys some, but.
Yeah, no, if we do some of the events we have lined up, we hope to bring some of the remaining bags that they haven't given away. I have one of the bags and I'm afraid to use it. If I go into King Soopers and I'm buying a lot of stuff, I have like a Colorado bag and I have one of the hard side bags. I love the hard side bags.
Yeah.
They have the hard side and the thing that folds down there. It's like,
they're stickers. As a guy, they're more like box bags.
Yeah.
When
you want to do a run tripper, they're so good for dudes.
Yeah.
Because we can carry in like $200 worth of groceries in this damn bag. Yeah. It's like, rawr.
Just throw it all
nice.
In.
But like, if I know I'm buying a lot of stuff, I only have one of those bags. So the Slacker Show bag.
You don't like to carry it around.
I don't know. I feel weird.
No, I'm with you. Mine has just been chilling in the backseat of my car.
But I know Erica and her fiance use it.
Yeah, him more than me even. And I didn't use it today because I was literally buying one thing.
Just going to buy one thing. And you're just like, but that's when it seems like Princess would use it.
No.
Like, you're just like, hey, everyone, I'm on this show.
No. But the thing is, I can use it and my fiance definitely can use it because people don't know what I look like yet, I think.
But
you guys have been here for years.
Yeah, I guess.
So like if I'm walking around the store
got
with
red hair.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's like
no one's yeah. No
TF
one's like
looks like Jason Momoa Kirkland edition.
Thank you. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So people see a blonde girl with a slacker bag, they're not gonna be like, that's Erica.
Oh, you're just a super fan. And they probably think you're a fan of the morning show, just looking at you.
But I always carry it slacker side out.
Oh, smart.
That's just looking at me. What does that even mean? Okay, anyway, are you going to let me tell my story about what happened?
Sorry.
Okay, so I get to my car, buy my poppy. I get to my car. I'm coming straight to work. I'm stoked. It's going to be a great day. I start to back up. The car next to me starts to back up and is starting to back up into me. And I hit my horn. Like, you would not believe the speed at which I hit my horn. And I held it and they wouldn't move. Or they kept moving towards me. And I held it.
Hold on,
and they
sorry. Clarification: Were you guys next to each other?
We were next to each other in
not like
diagonal spots. So I started backing up, and then they started backing up at an angle.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, because I wasn't so sure if it was like across the,
No. If it was across, I could
just pull forward and get out of the way and like whatever.
They're coming right at me. I mean, I lay on my horn for, I feel that it was like 15, 20 seconds. Like that.
Okay.
Just nonstop. Okay.
Which, fun fact, if you want to get someone's attention, you beep, 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 beep. You don't do a lay on.
And so then I pulled off and I start beeping.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Because the like one sound might not
you
get
drone
them,
it out.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. So you
want
to do a
oh,
beep, beep,
I always
beep,
do
beep,
the
beep.
Like, I just want, mm-mm. I put my fist through it.
Yeah. That's
like,
what I was doing.
Because
as you know, I bought a new car very recently.
Yeah.
They backed into me.
Oh, no! Erica, not your new car! No!
It was a baby tap because, again, they were backing out of a spot.
No. Trade it in.
They pull forward, and I pull forward, and then they start backing up again, and then I honk, 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 and I jump out of the car, and I'm like, hello! And I will say, I wasn't the kindest I've ever been. I was so rattled.
Yeah, because all they're doing is pulling out of a parking space. If you can't do that, get rid of your driver's license.
So,
you don't deserve it.
If the woman happens to be listening, I'm sorry if I was rude, but I did say to her, hi. She goes, did I hit your car? I'm like, yes. Okay, I should not bury the lead. The car is totally fine. But
totally fine?
I think so, but I got her phone number because I was like, I'm so rattled right now. I can't even like look at this and I need to get to work.
You sure you got her real phone number?
I think so.
Because I give you 303-222-5423.
I would have known if she tried that one. Now, here's the reason I feel bad. Because I wouldn't have felt bad. Like, she hit my car.
You have zero reason to feel bad, no matter what.
I said, hello, ma'am. I was literally honking. I laid on my horn. How did you still hit me? Whatever. And she said, well, I had the radio on really loud. And I have a hearing deficit. And I was like,
You can't.
She's a Slacker Show listener.
It doesn't matter. Are you blind? You backed up into someone.
Well, to be fair, I'm like, so you weren't looking? Like, you just. Because I had started backing up before her. Like,
what
I
was if there was a person?
Her.
Uh-uh. This lady, driver's license gone.
I know. I kind of feel.
Hold on.
Relax, Erica.
She's a listener.
If she's a listener.
Then we want to give her one of these Slacker Show bags.
But thank you for being kind. She was kind. I do think the car's okay.
If she hit your car, Erica, it's not okay.
So I'm allowed to be mad because I'm mad.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. I said, this is a brand new car.
And then it kind of sounds like she tried to leave again.
Exactly.
I think she did. She was like, did I hit you? I'm like, what do you mean, did you hit me?
How do you
like,
not know?
And why did you stop and reset? And
right.
Come back?
Yeah. She knew she hit you.
Yeah.
You know my thing? This is the worst and people are going to think I'm a pretentious Can I say that? Probably not.
I don't know.
Once your car gets hurt,
yes.
Then I don't want it anymore.
Yes.
There's that new thing. Like, I remember I got my truck and I loved my truck every moment of every day. And I went to Target and I was inside shopping and I came back out and I put my bags in. And when I closed the door, I saw the telltale red streak of somebody just taking the cart and going like down the side of my truck. And I was like,
it's so easy.
It's just
if
over.
She's not scratched. I'm like, but she's been hit.
Yeah, no, it's not the same.
It's my baby.
I want perfection or nothing.
Well, so okay, I'm gonna take, so maybe we should dive into that sometime.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.